Hi, George. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
This is Billy from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, Billy.
And I've got a scary story for you.
Okay. I'm ready for it. And so are all of us.
All right. It was about 12 years ago. I'm originally from Louisiana. We were driving from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Chattanooga, Tennessee. We were coming into Meridian, Mississippi at about 2 o'clock in the morning. It had just finished raining. And my best friend was driving, my wife was in the passenger seat, and I was sitting in the back seat. We noticed a man kind of looked like a hitchhiker when we were coming up to an overpass. He was just standing on the white line of the road. We got about 4 car lengths from him, and all of a sudden we realized this guy was about 8 feet tall, dressed totally in black with like a long black jacket on. Right as we got up to him, he spun with his right foot and stepped in the middle of the road. We hit him, but there was no sound. We slammed on the brakes. The car spun sideways in the interstate. When we turned around to look, there was no one there.
Did you know you hit him just by the way he reacted?
His entire jacket opened up and went over the car. Just like if you were driving down the road and someone threw a blanket over your car and it just kind of floated over.
So you must have thought, I killed the guy.
That's what we thought, but we didn't hear any sound. Now, that happened in the month of February. Ever since that happened, every February that comes around, something bad is going to happen around the middle of the month of February.
You mean bad to who? You or everybody?
To the three of us that were in the car. Just this past February, I lost my job. It's usually something, losing a job, something financial, or someone that we know gets sick.
Well, now, what about the other two?
The same thing with them. Matter of fact, the following February, me and my wife separated and filed for divorce. So just after that incident had happened. And every year since then, something bad in February happens.
Ever since this episode?
Ever since. And I've come from my family. I had a great aunt that was a nun for 56 years. I come from a real religious family, and of course in Louisiana with all the mystery and stuff about the voodoo and stuff like that, I come from a family of palm readers, fortune tellers, and everyone has said that some way, somehow, we got cursed.
You know what? You might have been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, I'll tell you what. At 2 o'clock in the morning, when you see something like that, it will scare you to death.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Oh, yes. We have yet to live it down, and I really don't like to travel that road. I haven't traveled it in 7 years.
And you know what? When it's January every year, what starts going through your mind?
Saving money.
You got to battle this somehow. I don't know how you're going to overtake this one. That is one strange story. Hey, thanks, Billy.
My name is Nick. I'm calling from Canfield, Ohio.
Hey, Nick.
And I had kind of a follow-up story. You know that guy that was just on a little while ago talking about how that Mothman or whatever jumped out in front of his car and now he's cursed?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, when I heard that story, I just got goosebumps and my heart just started coming out of my chest because I had a similar happening, and I'm all the way over here in Ohio. But here's pretty much what happened in a nutshell. Okay. We were driving our friend home, and the street that she lives on, her house is right on the street, you know, like there it is. And it was kind of twilight, you know, and we were dropping her off, and we noticed this guy walking down the street. And we didn't really pay much attention at first, but she got out of the car, we said our goodbyes and everything. We just turned our head for a second, you know, and then when we looked back to where the guy would normally be, he was like half a mile down the street. Well, my friend and I, we were kind of curious about how this could happen, you know, so we kind of drove up, you know, to get a closer look at this gentleman, and right before we got up beside him, this thing slides. Now, I'm talking slides in front of the car in a way that just didn't seem natural. I also wanted to point out that while we got closer up to him, we were noticing the way it walked.
How did it walk?
It it's hard to explain. It's almost like, you know those old SS videos, like Nazi videos, where you see, like, they're high-stepping?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it was sort of like real exaggerated arcing steps, and he was, like, leaned back in a way that it looked like he would fall over, you know, but he didn't, or he, she, whatever. But anyways, this thing slides in front of the car, and we kind of see, like, just a fading glimpse of kind of the outline of its figure. And it had, we could see its eyes just for a brief moment, and they're kind of like an iridescent, almost like a turquoise, you know, from what we saw. Anyways, so it slides in front of the car, it goes, it darts behind this house, and we thought it was gone, but then all of a sudden, you know, we see it coming, shooting back behind the car, you know, and it really slid. Like, I mean, it was like it was on ice, you know, but it was in March. It was on the 15th of March, actually, the Ides of March, and it just slid behind the car. We heard some kind of noise, like, I mean, it hit the car, and then we look back to where it would have been on the right-hand side, and it was just gone, just gone.
So, but you did hear the noise, because the other caller couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, and that's what I thought was a little strange, because, I mean, when it hit the car, I mean, we did hear a noise, you know, and it was just very strange, George. I mean, this thing, I mean, I don't know how to describe. I mean, it's like it floated, you know, it just floated. I mean, and it was quick.
That's got to be such a horrible feeling to see.
It was. It really was. And, you know, I mean, I'm just shaking telling you about it. It was really disturbing. And, I mean, my goodness, I hope I never see anything like that.
You know what? I don't blame you. I hope nobody does. But it's obvious there's something out there.
There really is, and I feel that guy's pain, you know, and because, you know, it really is something.
Do you have
scary.
Any idea what you think it might be?
Well, the best look that we got of it is when it slid in front of the car, and it didn't make, like, a scraping noise or nothing, because there was pavement, you know, but when the cloak, or whatever it was, when it kind of, like, dissipated from around its body, it had a very... this is going to sound really weird, but it had a very angular structure. Like, it's almost as if it had some kind of suit. You know what I mean? It was a very thin structure, but it had, like, this... looked like we saw, like, some kind of a breastplate. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if it was biological, mechanical, or what. All I know is that, it was there.
It was there. That's the only thing that matters. Okay, thanks for the story.